Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, Episode 101, The Inspirational Story of Mario Kallejo, Part 2.
You know, I feel like when they ask me these questions, I'm supposed to give them some kind of, like, magic solution. And, you know, people are looking for an answer they already know.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. So on last week's show, we met Mario Kallejo. And Mario had set himself up for some major health problems by overeating, drinking, and smoking. In fact, early one morning at the age of just 28 years old.
So when this happened, I was kind of laying in bed holding my heart, and I was just sitting there and I was just thinking, I had this coming. I deserve this. This is what I did to myself.
Wow. And
the last thing I did was I basically started praying, and I wasn't really big on praying up to that point, but I asked God. I mean, I'm not a religious guy, but I asked God, give me another chance and I'll fix this, you know, and I passed out.
Well, it was a major wake-up call. He had to do something, but he had said it all before. He had tried countless times to lose weight and failed. How could he make it work this time? What would be different about his approach? And how would his life change once he started seeing some success? Well, in today's show, we learn what Mario went through, how it felt when he started to see that this time was going to be different, and how the lessons he learned along the way translate to just about any goal you want to achieve in your life.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
All right, so let's check out the second part of my interview with Mario. What point, you know, I love your determination. You said, look, I'm angry at myself. I don't care if it takes 10 years. I'm going to make this thing happen. But at what point in your journey along the way did you have that moment where you went, you know what, I'm starting to see a change here. I'm starting to feel different. What was that like for you?
Well, I think I saw it within a month of starting, because I lost like 25 pounds in the first month.
Yeah.
And the eating and not smoking and all that stuff, I mean, my energy levels were like through the roof. And, you know, I knew nothing about endorphins. And I really didn't know the psychological effect it was going to have on me.
Yeah.
And I felt fantastic. I mean, I remember really just feeling so full of like positive energy and hope. You know, like the reality of it set in. I was like, wow, I actually can do this. It's working, you know?
Yeah. It's not like all those times before. This is really starting to go.
Exactly, yeah.
The body is an incredible thing, isn't it? I mean, when you, it just wants to recover and do all the good stuff.
Yeah. It's incredible the effects that doing the right things have on you. No, I mean, just all around, mentally, physically, emotionally. I mean, today, I mean, I worked out like maybe 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still buzzing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I mean, you said you had kind of an addictive personality. I'm sure that you've kind of gotten to a point where you're a little bit addicted to the healthy stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll work out, you know, I'll be at the point sometimes where I'll work out, you know, when I shouldn't, even when I'm sick or
yeah. You
know, not that that's good. That's not good advice, but that kind of comes along with the territory with being an addictive personality, kind of creates a little obsession sometimes too.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think, you know, we've all been there. Even when you're sick, you've taken, you know, 2 or 3 days off and you start feeling like I got to get back at this, even though you should still be resting, you know?
Yeah.
I had talked with a guy a little while ago. His name was Dr. Michael Tremba, and he had lost a tremendous amount of weight. And one of the things that he said to me that I thought was really interesting was he said, you can't imagine how many life choices just open up for you when you get in shape. Have you found that to be true as well?
Well, when you say life choices, what do you mean?
He's talking about, you know, if his friends want to go for a hike, he can go. Oh. If they want to go to the beach, he goes to the beach. You know, whatever he wants to do, he's not limited anymore.
Yeah. I mean, even just recently, I went to Mexico a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I had never been there before. And, you know, to other people, this might be like, yeah, whatever. But I went kayaking.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time I would have, if I fit into the kayak, even it would have sank. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, I went jet skiing too. The things you're able to do that you couldn't do before. Sure. I mean, yeah, that's a great, great, great thought that he had, because it's so true. I mean, about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I used to play basketball all the time.
Yep.
Before I, you know, got really out of control. And when I was finally able to play again, I think I was maybe had lost like 60 pounds at that point. It was euphoric.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. I was driving home that night. I still remember that night. I was driving home from basketball and I felt like I was in a dream. It felt so amazing to be able to play again.
Wow.
And that story is actually in the book. what happens, it is like that. It's like all these things you couldn't do before, all of a sudden now you can. Now I can sit in a booth and there's actually like a foot or two of space between me and the table. And
yeah.
It's like very surreal. I still feel that way every time I sit down. I just look at the booth like, wow.
Yeah. It's the little things that people take for granted, maybe, that just being able to get back to doing that thing that you love to do, which was play basketball, was overwhelming. You know, it was just
shopping too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to be able to just be like, let's go to the store real quick and not have to go to a specialty shop. I can just run into just a regular store and get a shirt without having to feel like they're not going to have my size.
Yeah.
I mean, and I really want to stress to everybody that listens to your show, this isn't like ever like a sympathy thing. Like you can't really ask for sympathy for something you did to yourself. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I really want people to understand that. Like, it's not like I'm never coming at anybody at a place of, oh, feel bad for me because I couldn't do stuff. I did all that to myself.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The truth is, I think there are a lot of people out there like me, like how I used to be.
Yeah.
That do feel very alone.
Right.
You know, and a lot of the things that happened to me as a kid and as a young adult were the things that created this personality that almost killed me. And a lot of those things are relatable to people. I mean, you know, food addiction is almost the same as alcoholism. It's very similar. A lot of the same things trigger it.
Yeah. Well, they say, I mean, there's, you know, sugar is a highly addictive thing.
Oh, my God. I used to drink that stuff like they're like. Like it was the end of the world and the Coke was the last.
The last thing. I'll say for myself, and I would imagine that people are feeling this way too. I never hear anything from you that sounds like sympathy, and quite the opposite. I mean, I listen to your story and I go, wow, that's amazing. I mean, and I got to figure that people that are where you were have got to be highly inspired by what you did. Do you have people that come up to you and talk to you and ask you about how it happened and what kind of advice do you give people?
I do. I mean, obviously, it's mainly family and friends because I'm not like famous, so it's not like I'm walking on the street and people are like, hey, it's Mario. Family and friends, yeah, especially when they haven't seen me for a while, they'll be like, oh, my God, you know, and they're like floored by how I look. And
sure, they ask me, how'd you do this? And it's, you know, I feel like when they ask me these questions, I'm supposed to give them some kind of like magic solution. And, you know, people are looking for an answer they already know.
Right.
It's like they don't want to hear. And, you know, I don't want to sound mean, but I mean, the truth is, of all anything you're going to be successful with, I don't care if you want to be a circus performer. It's really just comes down to consistency.
Yeah.
It really just, that's it. That's, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this, but at the end of the day, all it is sticking to something. That's it. It's sticking to it. It's doing it every day, every day, every day.
Yeah.
It has to be somewhat of an obsession. I mean, not, you know, and a lot of people don't like that word, but the truth is, you can't really achieve a big goal unless it's in the forefront of your mind almost all the time.
Yeah. And that actually goes back to what you talked about with it, that whole concept of, you know, a cheat smoke or a cheat diet or whatever. It doesn't work because it's inconsistent and it's not setting the right habit for yourself.
I mean, I know of people that it does work for. And so I'm not going to say it doesn't work completely, but I will say people know themselves a lot more than they want to realize or give credit to. A lot of people just kind of live in denial, even though they know the truth.
Yeah.
You know what kind of person you are. You know that. I finally knew that about myself. Like, I'm addicted to eating. I love to eat way too much. And the only way I'm going to beat it is if I stop doing it and learn how to control it and be strict.
Yeah.
There are people that do the cheat meal, and God bless them. I wish I could. I still to this day will not eat a regular cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's almost been 5 years. I won't do it. And I've even had my girlfriend will be like, you know, you hit your weight loss goal. Why don't you just have that as like a – have it like a, you know, like a celebration thing. And I am deathly afraid of it.
Yeah.
Like I want to, but.
But see, that's the thing that never has made sense to me is that we all do it. I mean, no offense to your girlfriend. I mean, it's a very common thing that we kind of go, hey, I met my weight loss goal. I'm going to have a piece of cake. You know, it's like, what are we doing? You know, that's not, it's kind of counterintuitive to what we're trying to do. I mean, we're just a society that rewards ourselves with food a lot.
No, it wasn't in a, you know, she's the most supportive person. And believe me, she's even helped keep me in check a few times. Because I, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm addicted to eating, and there's always a day every once in a while where I'm like, let me just have this. And I have to stop myself or even still stop me.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody's perfect. And. Right. Like I said, really all it's about is just being consistent. That's the main thing I tell anyone who asks me. And I also tell people, just don't lie to yourself. You know, you got to know who you are and, you know, be consistent, be patient, and just know yourself.
Yeah.
Be real. Don't be a victim. Don't blame everybody for everything. Accept reality and you'll be able to do whatever it is you're trying to do.
Right. Yeah, no offense to your girlfriend. It's more about society than it's her. I've done the same thing myself. I wanted to ask you about the book, and you know what was your reason for writing the book? What do you want people to get out of reading that?
Well, I love to write. Period. So I mean, I just, you know, the thought popped in my head about, I don't know, maybe like when I was at, like, I had lost maybe 120, 130 pounds, because that was when I started getting the, man, you're so inspirational stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I have always wanted to do something to contribute to the world. You know, even when I was a little kid, I always had the feeling inside where I was like, man, I really want to help people at some capacity. But I just never figured out how. You know, I just never dawned on me until, you know, the weight loss thing started, you know, inspiring people, even if they were close to me, you know, they were really like motivated by it. And I was like, wow, you know, then I was like, okay, I'm going to write a book. And then I couldn't figure out how to start it. So I was like, let's do a blog site instead so I can just write whatever I feel like writing.
Yeah.
And then I got interviewed after I hit my goal weight. I ended up getting interviewed. Somebody shared my story with CNN on Twitter, and CNN contacted me, and I got interviewed by them.
Wow.
About the weight loss. And that was really when the idea came around again, because all these people found my story and found my blog site. So I started getting emails and messages and stuff from people all over the world. And the majority of them were all saying, your writing style is awesome and you should write a book. If you write a book, I would totally want a copy.
Wow.
So that's when I started again. I was like, all right, let me give it a shot, you know, and I ended up starting to write it. And while I was writing it, I hunted for an editor and I met one, and he runs a foundation called Pull Your Own Weight. And he's actually been editing for 25 years, but he works with childhood obesity as well. So he kind of had already experience with this, you know?
Yeah. Perfect.
So yeah, I wrote this book with the main intention was to come at this from an angle that I had never seen and from that probably no one else has ever seen either, which is really like I am talking to my friend.
Yeah.
The way I write is very personable. You know, I have a pretty extensive vocabulary, but I don't use it much in the book. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bunch of like dumb words, but I mean, I speak as if I'm talking to somebody I've known for years.
Right.
And what I do is basically tell all the important aspects of my life that contributed to my depression and contributed to me using food and alcohol and cigarettes as vices to deal with how I felt. And I wanted it to be a way of letting other people know you're not alone. And I felt alone so much. I felt like so alone. And I had friends and I still felt alone. And the main thing I learned in the last four and a half years is I'm really not alone. And I learned how to be grateful. I learned how to be positive. I learned how to achieve something that seemed impossible, you know, and I felt like I want to share this with other people. And maybe if one person gets it and it fixes whatever their problem is, then I can die happy. I got something out of my life while I was here.
When I think about our conversation today, you said you woke up after that third attack, and one of the things that you thought to yourself is, this is not how I want to be remembered. I do not want to go out like this. And from that point to now, you have absolutely transformed not only yourself, but your legacy. You know, you are making an impact on the world, and I have no doubt that there are people that are reading your book right now that go, you know what, that sounds just like me. That sounds like what I'm going through. And it's got to be comforting to go, I'm not a broken person. You know, there are other people out there just like me. And look what he did. And yeah, it's very inspirational.
That's, you know, I've already, the book's only been out a few weeks, and I've really been blessed already to have people, you know, sending me messages on Twitter and Facebook telling me that they've never heard these things put this way. They've never heard it on a level that I put it. And it's really made them think about things in a new light. Even though there's really no words for that other than like really humbling and really amazing. And it's just it's a good feeling to know that I took everything that happened to me and turned it into something good.
You know, the one burning question that I'm sure the people right now are going, well, ask him this question. Well, what do you weigh now?
240.
Wow. You went from 460 to 240.
Yeah.
That's like losing a whole person.
Yeah. I mean, if I lose another, I'm trying to lose another 10 pounds, so that'll be just half of what I was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Half of it. That's amazing. Congratulations, by the way. That's remarkable. So where can we get this book? How can we get our hands on a copy of this book?
Yeah, it's called I've Said It All Before. You already said my name. It's on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah.
And it's on a bunch of other like smaller websites, but those are the big ones that it's on.
Excellent. And I'll make sure I'll find it, and I'll make sure I have links in the show notes so people can click on it and go right over. And you said you had a blog too. Are you keeping up with the blog?
I haven't been as much as I'd like to, because promoting the book is like a full-time job.
Right.
I work a full-time job, and I don't have, you know, I don't have like a promotional team. I'm doing this all on my own.
Right.
So really, I haven't kept up with it as much as I'd like to, because I really have just been investing a lot of time into pushing the book and getting it out there to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
I actually just posted a new blog a few days ago, so I'm trying to get back into the swing of things.
Okay, good. So we'll now, is the blog ivesaiditallbefore.com?
No, it's saiditallbefore.weebly.com.
Okay, excellent. I'll put a link in the show notes to that too. That's great.
I write not keeping up with the actual blog, but I do write a lot of blog type of things on the Facebook page. Longer statuses. I tend to write more on there. So that's just, I've said it all before. That's the name of the Facebook page.
Okay, excellent. I'll make sure to get all that stuff. And I know when we were talking before we started that you're on Twitter, and I think I connected with you on Google Plus too. So
yeah,
you're all over the place. That's great.
Yeah, trying to be.
Yeah. Well, Mario, it's been awesome having you on the show. I love your story, and congratulations. And I'm glad to hear that you said that it makes you feel good, because you should feel good about what you're doing for other people. I mean, like you said, even if you can help one person experience, you know, the things that you've been able to experience in getting back in shape again, it's all worth it. And big thumbs up. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, I really think, too, that, you know, success principles are kind of universal. So my book, I feel like, could help somebody do almost anything.
Yeah, so, good point.
Just to say, you know, it's not just about, just not just weight loss. I mean, it's really whatever, you know, I think it's just, and it's funny, too. So, I mean, even if you don't need to be motivated, the book is pretty funny, too. There's a lot of goofy stuff in it, so.
So it's just an enjoyable read no matter what.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been fantastic having you.
Well, I appreciate it.
So today we learned that no matter where you're starting from, the power to change your life is in your hands. It really comes down to having that conversation with yourself, being honest, understanding who you are and what you need to do. For Mario, consistency was the key. You know, Mario's story resonates with people because we've all been there. We've all struggled at one time or another and faced big challenges. And it's comforting to know that we're not alone, and to see that big challenges can be tackled, that real people can take action and change their lives for the better. I want to thank Mario for coming on the show and for the example he's provided all of us to follow. If you want to learn more about Mario or pick up a copy of his book, I've Said It All Before, I'll have links in today's show notes. I also want to thank you again for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you're getting value from the show and you'd like to help me bring you more amazing guests like Mario, you can by visiting today's show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/101. Just click on the support tab. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly newsletter to get more exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles, resources, and more. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside.